理课堂听 class.com。
The Golden Bird。黄金鸟。
Time passed on, and as the eldest son did not come back, and no tidings were heard of him, the second son set out. And the same thing happened to him. He met the fox, who gave him the good advice, but when he came to the two inns, his eldest brother was standing at the window where the merrymaking was, and called to him to come in, and he could not withstand the temptation, but went in.And forgot the golden bird and his country in the same manner. Time passed on again, and the youngest son too wished to set out into the wide world to seek for the golden bird. But his father would not listen to it for a long while, for he was very fond of his son, and was afraid that some ill luck might happen to him also, and prevent his coming back.However, at last it was agreed he should go, for he would not rest at home. And as he came to the wood, he met the fox and heard the same good counsel. But he was thankful to the fox and did not attempt his life as his brothers had done. So the fox said, "Sit upon my tail, and you will travel faster." So he sat down.And the fox began to run, and away they went, over stock and stone, so quick that their hair whistled in the wind.
日子一天天过去了，大儿子没有回来，音讯全无。二儿子出发了，但同样的事情也发生在了他身上。二儿子遇到了那只狐狸，狐狸给了他很好的建议。但当他到达那两个旅馆时，他看到他的哥哥站在一家旅馆里的窗户边上，旅馆里面的人们正狂欢作乐。他哥哥向弟弟打招呼，让他进去。他没能抵挡住诱惑，于是走了进去，然后也把黄金鸟和自己的祖国忘记了。又过了一些日子，园丁的小儿子坐不住了，希望到外面的世界寻找那只黄金鸟，但他的父亲有好一阵子都不同意。因为他非常喜爱他的儿子，害怕小儿子也会像他两个哥哥一样一去不回。不过园丁的小儿子天天跟园丁闹着要去找黄金鸟，园丁最后没办法，只能让他去了。当园丁的小儿子来到树林时，他同样遇到了那只狐狸，听了狐狸给他的好建议。不过他并没有像他两个哥哥一样想杀死狐狸，而是对狐狸表示了由衷的感谢。因此狐狸说，坐到我的尾巴上吧，这样你就可以走得快一些。于是园丁的小儿子坐到了狐狸的尾巴上，狐狸飞快地跑了起来，树和石头从身边呼啸而过。
现在我们逐句对照地听一次英文原文和译文。
Time passed on, and as the eldest son did not come back, and no tidings were heard of him, the second son set out.
日子一天天过去了，大儿子没有回来，音讯全无。二儿子出发了。
And the same thing happened to him.
但同样的事情也发生在了他身上。
He met the fox, who gave him the good advice.
二儿子遇到了那只狐狸，狐狸给了他很好的建议。
But when he came to the two inns, his eldest brother was standing at the window where the merrymaking was, and called to him to come in.
但当他到达那两个旅馆时，他看到他的哥哥站在一家旅馆里的窗户边上，旅馆里面的人们正狂欢作乐。他哥哥向弟弟打招呼，让他进去。
And he could not withstand the temptation, but went in and forgot the golden bird and his country in the same manner.
他没能抵挡住诱惑，于是走了进去，然后也把黄金鸟和自己的祖国忘记了。
Time passed on again, and the youngest son too wished to set out into the wide world to seek for the golden bird.
又过了一些日子，园丁的小儿子坐不住了，希望到外面的世界寻找那只黄金鸟。
But his father would not listen to it for a long while, for he was very fond of his son, and was afraid that some ill luck might happen to him also, and prevent his coming back.
但他的父亲有好一阵子都不同意，因为他非常喜爱他的儿子，害怕小儿子也会像他两个哥哥一样一去不回。
However, at last it was agreed he should go.For he would not rest at home.
不过园丁的小儿子天天跟园丁闹着要去找黄金鸟，园丁最后没办法，只能让他去了。
And as he came to the wood, he met the fox and heard the same good counsel.
当园丁的小儿子来到树林时，他同样遇到了那只狐狸，听了狐狸给他的好建议。
But he was thankful to the fox.And did not attempt his life as his brothers had done.
不过他并没有像他两个哥哥一样想杀死狐狸，而是对狐狸表示了由衷的感谢。
So the fox said, "Sit upon my tail, and you will travel faster."
因此狐狸说，坐到我的尾巴上吧，这样你就可以走得快一些。
So he sat down, and the fox began to run.
于是园丁的小儿子坐到了狐狸的尾巴上。
And away they went, over stock and stone, so quick that their hair whistled in the wind.
狐狸飞快地跑了起来，树和石头从身边呼啸而过。
Pass on 指人死去，是一种委婉用语，而在本文中指时间的流逝。
Tidings, T-I-D-I-N-G-S, tidings 是一个复数名词，指消息，是比较古本的用词，不如 news 常用。介词 at 可以表示在门口、窗前、桌边等位置，因此本文 stand at the window 指站在窗前。MerrymakingMerrymaking, merrymaking, 寻欢作乐。Call to somebody to do something, 招呼某人做某事。Withstand, W-I-T-H-S-T-A-N-D, withstand, 抵挡，经受住。In the same manner, 同样的。Seek for something, 寻找，追求。For a long while, 很久。Be fond of something or somebody, 指长期以来一直喜欢。Prevent somebody from doing something, 也可以省去 from, 还可以说 prevent somebody doing something, 都表示阻止某人做某事。Be thankful to somebody, 对某人心怀感谢。Attempt somebody's life, 企图杀害某人，这是一种古老的表达法。本文最后一句是这样开头的。Away they went. 而正常的顺序本来是 they went away, 意思是他们离开那里。但是为了特别强调 away, 离开这个意思，作者把这个方位状语提到了句首，而这种状语前置往往引起句子的主语和谓语倒装。但是因为本文句子的主语是代词 they, 所以就不用倒装了。Quick 用作副词时，此意与 quickly 相同。在非正式的英语绘画中通常用 quick 而不用 quickly， 用在表示动作的动词时更是如此。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。